This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
8:31, want to talk about the Smart Reading Program. Chris Delside is the Program Manager for Smart. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So tell us kind of what Smart is all about.
Well, Smart is a children's literacy nonprofit. We work with local Douglas County kiddos, pre-K through third grade. We offer shared reading time and access to books, which has been proven to be very successful ways to get kids to enjoy reading.
Now, how long has Smart been around?
We were founded in 1992.
And was that locally or just overall with the larger organization?
The larger organization, we've been here for at least 20 years in Douglas County.
And how long have you been involved?
I have been around for 4.5 years.
So talk about what your role is.
My role as a program manager is to work with our partner sites. We have 18 local sites of grade schools and the UCAN Head Start sites. I manage volunteers and recruiting, and we're always needing some new volunteers for reading.
And talk about what you are asking volunteers to do, what kind of time commitments involved.
Yeah, well, we have two different options. We have the role of a site coordinator. A site coordinator basically runs the site. So say if you were at one of the Head Start sites, you would manage the volunteers there and make sure that you're working towards SMART's goals. That's about a 2 to 8 hour commitment a week. Or you can be a reader, and readers go into sites at the SMART reading time, and they read for an hour a week.
Now, of course, during the pandemic, had a whole big shift there. Now that we're sort of out of everything, is everything kind of back to the way it used to be?
Well, it's getting there. Last year we were back in the schools at a limited basis. Kiddos really did a slide through the COVID times, and it's proven that when you read one-on-one with kids or in a small group and have that shared reading time, it equals success.
So when you look at SMART, you've talked about some of the things you're doing. What's involved in terms of not being part of SMART? I think some people probably suspect that you do tutoring and things like that.
No, we're not a tutoring company. Our mission is to share the joy of reading through the magic of a shared book. So we offer the kids get 2 books a month to take home and keep forever, and the shared reading time. We are wanting kids to learn to love reading. We find that if kids are given options and it's all child-focused and child-led, that then they start to enjoy reading rather than being told what they have to read.
And the idea, because you have things that as a student that you are reading that maybe aren't really exciting, like, you know, geometry or something.
Exactly. Children have plenty that they have to read. This is something that they get to choose. And we have a variety of books from nonfiction to fiction, and the National Geographic style books with all of the animals and the facts. They usually are a hit with our kiddos.
And talk about sort of the relationship that can build between the volunteers and the kids.
It's pretty cool. At the beginning of the year, we've had several reluctant readers or reluctant participants. And somewhere around January, February, there's a switch that you see, and the child is excited, and they're upset if their reader is not available at that day. I've been told, "Why weren't you here? I missed you."
Wow. So you really do form, even though it's that short amount of time, it sounds like it makes a big difference.
Yes. And not all of the kids that participate in SMART are kids that are behind in reading. Some need a positive adult role model. Some just listen and care about them.
So schools all around Douglas County that you're working with?
Yes. We have 18 partner sites in Douglas County, as far north as Yoncalla, as far south as Glendale, Camas Valley to the west, and to the east, Glide.
And are there particular schools where you need help right now?
Yes, we need volunteers at almost every site. So volunteers to read almost at every site. Some of our partner sites require an additional background check, which I try to tell people about so they're not surprised by that. We also need site coordinators to run the sites. And we have a couple programs that will not run if we don't have a site coordinator. And that's Yoncalla, Camas Valley, Roseburg Head Start, Green Elementary Head Start, and we could sure use a co-coordinator at our East Primary site.
So if people want to find out more or maybe hearing this want to get involved in helping, how do they do that?
Well, they can give me a call. Our office number is 541-672-6477. If you're ready to get started, go ahead and head to our website. It's smartreading.org, and there is a volunteer button at the top right of the screen.
Anything else people ought to know about SMART?
SMART is almost 100% funded by local and by donations. We do not... we rely on the community to ensure this program can continue, and we're grateful for any gifts and scholarships that of any amount.
All right, Chris Delsite, Program Manager for Smart Reading. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.